Yes, today is. Most people don't realize it, but today is March 9th. And it is a historic day in the market. The markets, if most people remember, 2 years ago was when the markets really collapsed on this day, back in 2008. Now, if you remember, 2009, and that is when the panic inset on the market, this financial crisis, and the market really collapsed just a little, and the Dow was just a little above 6,000 at that point. And here we are now, 2 years later, and the Dow is 12,200 today. And that is 87% above its low. So everything is looking a lot better than what it was 2 years ago, that's for sure. Now, why is the market going up? The market's been going up for several reasons. I mean, the economy is slowly coming back. You're starting to see jobs come around. And another reason the market is going up is because interest rates are so low out there. I mean, anyone who has money in a money market account or a savings account at the bank, you know you're only earning less than 1% on that money. Or two-year CDs, those have been averaged about 1.5%. So you can't make any money in some kind of savings account or CD, so a lot of people have been turning toward the stock market and buying high dividend-paying stocks where they can get around 3.5% on those. So that's another reason the market's going up. And yesterday the market went up 128 points, and that was mainly because of Bank of America. Bank of America came out and talked about how they see earnings in the next few years getting up to about $40 billion annually, which is phenomenal. Last year, Bank of America lost $1.5 billion. And Bank of America has been kind of a poster child for this whole financial meltdown. And this was a stock that just back in 2007 was $55 a share, and here you are now in 2011, and this stock's about $14.75 a share. So hopefully Bank of America America does see things turning around, and this does hold true. They could do very, very well if this does happen. But now, the one thing we got to realize, this market is controlled by oil right now, and that has, you know, of course, as we all see, it has a lot to do with Libya. And there's always two things. Let me back up a little bit. There's two things that control the market at all times, I believe. And one of those is fear, and the other one is greed. That's it. People invest on fear and greed, and right now the market is running on fear. We're running on fear of oil. We're afraid that oil is going to shoot through the roof. And one thing that is coming up here shortly is March 11th in Saudi Arabia. They're going to have what they call a day of rage, and the markets are watching that very, very closely. Because if that gets out of hand in Saudi Arabia like it did in Libya, Saudi Arabia supplies most of the world with their oil, and if that happens over there, like in Libya, oil could go to $200 a barrel, a lot of analysts are saying. So we'll see what happens there. Another thing we are watching very, very closely is what's going on in Washington, the budgets. And that is a big, big issue right now. And one report they did come out with right now, which I thought was very, very interesting, was 35% of the wages here in the United States are made up by government payouts, things like Social Security, Medicare, and unemployment insurance. I mean, that is unbelievable. And if you go back in history, in 2000, only 21% of salaries in the United States were made up by budget payouts. Back in 1960, it was only 10% of budget payouts. And this is going to get even worse because we have the baby boomers retiring. And this past year was the first year that really those started collecting Medicare benefits, Social Security benefits, and 78 million more baby boomers are right behind them, and they're going to start retiring and getting on the payrolls of Social Security and Medicare. So Congress does need to do something about that so it doesn't drag us down. But, I mean, in the good news, we are way below most of the rest of the world. In the United Kingdom, their welfare benefits make up 44% of their wages and salaries. So, compared to the rest of the world, we're not as bad off.
I guess what we're looking at, though, is we want to be sure that we don't reach that level.
Oh, yes, that's exactly right, and that's our fear. I mean, we have 78 million more baby boomers that are going to get on the government payrolls here soon with Social Security and everything, so we don't want to get way ahead of the rest of the world on this. It could really drag down our economy if we're spending all our government budget on taking care of retirees.
All right, Mark, we appreciate your report today and look forward to you talking with us again soon.
You're welcome. Take care.
Thank you. Mark Myers of Stern AG and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You can reach Mark on the internet, email, by going to mmyers, that's M-M-Y-E-R-S, at sternag.com. You can also call him at 782-2527 to discuss any of the items he mentioned today or your own personal finances. And again, reminder, John Taylor will be today at UA Fort Smith and tomorrow with seminars. Today's seminar runs from 10 to 11:30. And, of course, it will be a discussion of tax planning under Congress's new Band-Aid tax legislation that really only goes for a couple of years, and what you could do to save yourself some money. And then on tomorrow, 6:30 to 8 p.m., he will be there as well. Now, the location is the Worship Center at Central Christian Church, 400 Waldron Road, right there at the UA Fort Smith campus. It's free, but, of course, space is limited. So if you could, go ahead and call in and make a reservation, 788-7024, or by email to foundation@uafortsmith.edu. But the first seminar is today, 10 to 1130. There's plenty of parking there at the First Christian Worship Center there. At Central Christian Church Worship Center, right there on the campus or near the campus of UA Fort Smith, 400 North Waldron Road.